Okay, we're on the bottom of Teshuvah Mevayis. Heicha itmad Reb Chanan. Omer Rebbe, the Reb Chanan Omer Rebbe, that which we said that beloy kalim. First of all, I wanted to say that what's left over from a bed, you can't be mesachich with. And the Gemara thought because it came from a bed, and even though now it's not makabel tuma, since it came from something that was makabel tuma, it's possible. The Gemara says no. Talking where it still is makabel tuma, because you have either a head post with two legs or a side post with two legs. And where was that said that a head post or a side post with two legs is still makabel tuma by itself? Ahodishnan, mita metamis chavilo metaheres chavilo divre belezer. The belezer holds that a mita is only makabel tuma if it's complete, and it's only metaher if it became Tomei, if you tovel the whole thing completely. You can't tovel it piece by piece. That's what Rav Elezer says. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi, chavila biyachat, umetaheres chavila. In Tomeyahi, ein tvila olala evorim evorim, ela mesachno matvila. You can't tovel it piece by piece. You have to tovel the whole thing together. That's what Rav Elezer holds. The chachomim omrim, metames evorim, umetaheres evorim. The Rabbanan hold, it can be come Tomei, even if it's pieces. And it could be Mekayer piece by piece. My nihu. So which pieces are still Mekabel Tumah from the bed? Om Reb Chonam, Rebbe, Arucho Shtei Kurayim, Ktsaru Shtei Kurayim. If it still has at least either a headboard that is with has two legs, or a sideboard that has two legs, either of those is still Mekabel Tumah. Why? Lamai Chazya, what's it fit to be used for? In order to Mekabel Tumah, it has to have a use. When it says the Mishnechinu Aguda, you could put it near the wall, the mace of Alayu Umishde Ashli, and you can, what's it called, put boards connecting it to the wall, and then put ropes around the boards to make a place where you can put a mattress. So it's still fit to serve as a bed, and therefore it's Mekabel Tumah. Rashi. The Mishmachinu Aguda, the Korvin Eitzel Akosel, HaRochav, Kemole Rochav Hamita. You can put the long sideboard parallel to the wall, as far away from the wall as the headboard would be, the width. The Nosin Eitzim and Akroayim Lakosel, Lemrashosim Aglosel. You put wood from the sideboard at the top and the bottom to the wall. Umishde Ashli, the Nosin Chavolin Masarik. And you put ropes from the two boards that you put in that are now connected to the wall, the Rui Lemishkov Matami Medris, and now the bed is still fit to lie on. So since the main part is the sideboard or the headboards, and you can use it together with a wall to still use as a bed, it's Mekabel Tumah. Okay. So same thing over here. This is not it's possible for schach, not because it came from a bed. There's no raya from here that something that is now a kli now, not makabel tuma now, but since it came from something that was makabel tuma is possible. Here, it's worse. It's still makabel tuma. And there is a shita that holds a maril that when we say that something that came from something that's makabel tuma, let's wait, we'll going now. Guf omer avami bar tevume, if you use something that came from a kli, so even though right now it's not a kli and it's not makabel tuma, it's still possible. My beloy kalim, what does that mean? Used, worn out kalim. Omer Abaye, makloni o she'en bohem shalosh la'shalosh, v'lo chazin lo la'niyim v'lo la'shirin. It's talking about pieces of cloth. And these cloth, somebody was more yesterday, the cloth is possible anyway because it's not nicker that it's a gedule karka. It's talking the cloth, it still looks like a gedule karka. It's pieces of pishton or whatever, it looked like a gedule karka. And they're less than 3 etzbos by 3 etzbos. And they're not fit for poor people or rich people, not fit for anything. And therefore they're not makabel tumah. And still you can't use them for schach. So there's a maril who says that's only if they come, first of all, it's only if they come from a larger thing. If you have pieces of cloth that started out to be less than 3 etzbos, you can use them for schach, because they never were part of something that was makabel tumah. Even if they were part of something that could be makabel tumah, even though by kalim we say that it doesn't have to be mekabel tumah to be possible for schach. It just has to be fit to be mekabel tumah. But if it's 100% tar, but it's fit to mekabel tumah, it's not kosher for schach. But by these things that are worn out kalim, they had to be mekabel tumah when they were a kli, and now they're left over. But if they weren't mekabel tumah when they were a kli, even though they were fit to be mekabel tumah, and now they're not fit to mekabel tumah at all because they're worn out kalim, then you could be mesachich with them. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi, right. Tanya Kavashi the Rebbe, Zerabami Bartivyumi, Machatzela Shal Shifa. You have a mat that's made of some kind of grass, the Shelgemi, another kind of grass, not the rubber that we know of, Gemi. Right? Even though today they use the Gemi as a rubber or a rubber band or whatever, it's in the Gemara it's not rubber. It's some kind of grass. Shioreho, apopishin yifchasumik shiura, ein mesachim bohen. If you have leftovers from this mat, even though it's not mekabel tumah, it's less than 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, right? So you can't use it as schach, since it came from something that originally was mekabel tumah or royal mekabel tumah as a kli. Machatzelos hakonim, since we mentioned mats, we'll say another halach about mats. You have a mat that's made of reeds, gedola mesachim bo, it's a large mat, then you can use it for schach, because mestama was made for roofing, for schach. Ketana emesam, but a small one was probably made for lying down on. And therefore it's mekabel tumah, tumas medras. Rabbi Lezer omer, after he mekabelas tumah v'emesachim bo. And Rabbi Lezer says, even the big one is made for lying down on. Machlok is what exactly a mat, and there, later on the Gemara has machloksin about big mats, small mats, where you made it for the sake of lying down on, where you made it for the sake of building, when it's mekabel tumah or not. Okay, Rashi. Shifa, lishka, so it's some kind of grass, and gemi is also yunk, some kind of grass, like jute or whatever, something like that. Shioreha, kagol nifchasov nishtayerba, what's left over, less than the shear that would be mekabel tumah, a mat needs 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim to be mekabel tumah. Otherwise, it's not really fit for lying down on. Ein mesachin hoyel mikli kosu. Since they originally came from a kli, utchiloso haysa mekabel tumah mishkav hazov anida. Since in the beginning there was mekabel tumah min haTorah of mishkav hazov and anida, so it was mekabel tumah min haTorah. So even now it's not a kli, the Rabbanim were gozer that we're afraid that if we let you use the worn-out kalim, you'll use the kalim. And like we said, the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore it had to be mekabel tumah min haTorah when it was a kli. But it was only mekabel tumah with the Rabbanim. So the whole kli is only possible for schach mid the Rabbanim. And now we want to passel the worn-out kli mid the Rabbanim, that's a gzerah, and a worn-out kli that if it had been a kli, wouldn't mekabel tumah min haTorah is kosher. Gedola mesachim bo delav klihu. A big one's not a kli, it's stamal asichuch, but it's made for building, for roofing, for whatever. It's not made for lying on. Afi mekabelas tumah, kesover stamal ashchivo klihi. And the Rebbe Lezer holds no, even Rebbe Lezer holds the stam, big mats are made for lying on, not for building. But if you made it specifically for building, it was made lechatchila for building, then even Rebbe Lezer would hold that it's not mekabel tumah, it's kosher l'schach. Okay, achotet begodish, you hollowed out a heap of grain and made it a sukkah, so it's pasul, because it's pasul lo min ha'asur. Because l'maisa, you never made the schach. The schach was made the psul, and then you hollowed it out. Omer avhuna lo shonra lo she'en shom chal tefach b'meshach shiva. That's only when you put the heap of grain down, there wasn't a space between the top grain and what was underneath of a tefach over 7 tefachim. But if when you put it down, there was a tefach, then it had a shem schach on it, because a tefach makes an ohel. So it wasn't just a solid thing of grain. The roof had a din of a roof. So you made a roof, except it wasn't 100% kosher yet because the walls weren't complete. So now you have to complete the walls. But there's a tefach, enough to be called a schach. It's called schach. Not schach kosher yet, because it doesn't have enough of a mechitza underneath it. But it's still called schach, so you made the schach, and now you're just making the walls, that's okay. Aval yeshom chal tefah meshach shiva, if there was a tefach, a space between the top of this heap and what was underneath, and it was 7 by 7 tefachim, so it's a minimal sukkah, then it's a good sukkah. And the Rishonim say, the Achronim say, that it's only a good sukkah in the area where it was okay to begin with. But in the area where there wasn't a tefach, right now you want to extend it, it won't be kosher. It'll only be kosher where there was a tefach when it was what's it called, before you made it deeper. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Brice says the same thing. Achotek begodish lasis lo sukkah. If you dig out, hollow out a heap of grain to make a sukkah, harezu sukkah, it's kosher. Aishmar says, vanan tanani, ain't a sukkah. The mission says it's not a sukkah. Elalav, shma mino, ked rafuna. Shma mino. When is it a sukkah if there was a hollow tefach when you put it down? So you made schach, and now you're just enlarging it. And you're making the walls. Right, Mashenki, when there wasn't a halal tefach, there was never a shem schach. So you're making the schach by hollowing it out. That's tasav alom and hosu. Ikad the rami le mirma. Some learn it as a question. Tanan acholtit begodish vaso sukkah in a sukkah. Our Mishnah says that if you hollow out a heap of grain, it's not a sukkah. But Tanya harizu sukkah. The Brisa says it is a sukkah. Right. It depends if there was a space of a tefach in the minimum shear of a sukkah. When you put the heap down, then it's what's it called, it's kosher. The Bala Moro says that if when you put the heap down, even if there wasn't a chal tefach, but you did it specifically l'shem sukkah, then that's enough of an asiyah, even if it's not a chal tefach. Chal tefach is only where you didn't do it specifically with Shem Sukkah, but the Maisa, there was an asiya of a shach, Memela. But if you did it mamish l'shem Sukkah, the Bala Mor holds it's good even without a chal tefach. Rashi. If Ela she'en sham chal tefach, gova, height. There's not a space between the top of the heap and the grain underneath it. The meshech orech verochav shiva tvachim, right, for the area of 7 by 7 tvachim, kishir sukkah, the achalkach higdish kol hagodish aloso cholo, and then there was a space to begin with. And then you finished off the pile and filled it up with grain. The achshav nasa shem schach me'elav, v'lo hayolav shem schach mitchila. So if there was never a space, then the whole heap doesn't have a shem schach on it. You're only making it schach when you hollow it out. That's possible. Because you're making it by, not by a maisa, but by the lack of a maisa. Avalim yesham, chal tefach, ohelhu. But if there is a space, then it's an ohel. And it has a shem schach. Nimtza shem schach aloso godish. So there is a name of schach. You made schach, except it's not kosher because the walls aren't high enough. Ukishachotik bo milamata lamala, right? And now you dig it out from bottom to top to make the area high enough for a sukkah. Adshimak bias achol l'shir gova sora ein zvasiyasi. You're not making the schach. Schach was made before. Now you're just adding the walls to the schach. Shari Eilu Misakin El HaTfonos. Ubitfonos Lo Amrinim Tassel Anasi. You only say Tassel Anasi on the Shach, not on the walls. Vahari Huki Sukkah Shepchusa Me'asora V'chokik Bavashlim Asora. It's like a sukkah that was less than 10 fachim high, and you now made an indentation, a recess in the floor to make it 10 fachim high. That's not Tassel Anasi. Because the Shach you made, the Hechshir. And therefore, Ikadarami la mirma, lo masni lahadar avhunda baloshin lo shanu. Some learn this that Rav Huna just didn't explain that there's two different cases, but first he asked the question from the braisa to the Mishnah. One says the sukkah is kosher, one says it's pasul. And he answered it, one's talking whether it was a chal tefach, and one's talking whether it wasn't a chal tefach. Baloshin lo shanu, l'prushe masnisin, Rami Masnis and Mirma Braisi. He didn't explain the Mishnah. He asked it as a question and gave it as an answer. With Rav Huna Shnuya Itmar. It was said as an answer. Okay. Hamashal Shal Defanos Milmala Lamata. You have what's called a frame, and you make walls by weaving material from high to low. You start what's called more than 10 tefachim off the ground, and you weave downwards. In gavah min ha'aretz shlosha tefachim psula. If you don't come within 3 tefachim of the ground, it's possible because it's a mechitza tluya, which gedoyim bokim bo, and since it's a space between the bottom of the mechitza and the ground, and a goat to get its head in over there, to go through there easily, it's possible. It's mevatel mechitza. Milmata lamala, it's the opposite. You start on the ground, and you weave your way up. How much do you have to have a kosher mechitza? Im gavo asara tvachim sheir. As long as it's 10 tvachim high, even if it doesn't reach the schach. We say good asik, and you consider a 10 tvachim high mechitza as if it extends up indefinitely. Okay. And the tour holds, not only is it kosher, because you say good asik, but if you have a sukkah, and the schach doesn't reach the walls, but it's within 3 tefachim of the walls, it's kosher. What happens if you have a schach where the walls don't reach the schach, not height-wise, and not next to it? If you extend it up, it's within 3 tefachim of the schach, but it does not directly under the schach. So two holes, it's kosher. Because you say, first of all, good asik, and then you say lovud to make it kosher. And the Bach holds that it's not kosher, based on a Ran. The Ran says you don't say two halachal amosh misinais together. You don't say, the Ran specifically talking about where you have to say good asik and then dofen akuma, where the wall doesn't go up to the schach posel. Dofen akuma is you have a wall, and then you have schach posel on the top, less than 4 amas, so you say the wall curves over. What happens if the wall doesn't reach the schach? So now you have to say good asik to get to the posel schach. Then you have to say dofen akuma, that you don't say. So he says the same thing. You don't say lavud and good asik. There are those who say that they're not the same. To say dofen akuma, so you can't have a halacha moshe sinai where there's nothing there and all of a sudden have a curved over thing. But lavud, there's no reason why you can't say lavud with good asik together.
How do we paskin?
L'chatchila, you don't make it with that, but with the evidence caution. If you made a good asik and the dofen akuma together. Okay. Okay, Rav Yossi Omer, Kishem Shalamata Lamala Asor Tvachim, Kach Milmala Lamata Asor Tvachim. Rav Yossi holds that just like you say good asik, you say good achis also. Meaning that once a mechitza is 10 Tvachim high, it goes down also, not only up. And therefore, even if it's more than 3 Tvachim off the floor, right, as long as you have a mechitza of 10 Tvachim, it fills up all the space underneath, no matter how much the space there is, even more than 3 tefachim, and it fills up all the space till the schach, no matter how high it is. Rashi, a mashal shul, kol milamala lamata kori shilshul. Anything you go from up to down is called shilshul. Milamala lamata, shehischil larog hamechitza etzel haschach, v'ore gubo klapi mata. And milamala lamata means you started weaving a mechitza next to the schach, and now you're going down. So shlosh tefachim psula. If you didn't go down within 3 tefachim of the ground, the mechitza is possible. The hainu kadeshi is dakar agdiba basarosh damon psula. Because then a gedi can get in easily and it's mevatel mechitza. Milamata lamala, shehischa lerog milamata somuch lekarka. You started the mechitza within 3 tefachim of the ground. And now you're building it up. How much you have to build it up for it to be kosher? Umagbiya va'ola, kivin shebi asora ksheira. Once you get 10 tefachim high, it's kosher. The Alpha P Shalohigia was Shach, even if it doesn't come to the Shach. So the Kidegra is a shy like this. What happens if you have 10 Tfachim high Mechitza, and then 10 feet separating between that and the Shach, but it's not space? You have puzzle, you have a stolen wall that's between the 10 Tfachim and the Shach. So now it could be you don't say that the 10 Tfachim wall extends up because of something stopping it. Or maybe not. Right? You don't say this kind of chatzitza. You consider the other part as if it's not there, and the wall goes up and extends. Does it have to actually be able to extend physically? And therefore, if there's something solid in between that's not kosher, it would be chotzeit, Or no, it's a halacha, and you consider it as if it goes up, and if the thing that's separating is not kosher, you consider it like it's not there, and the wall extends up.
Why should it be worse than tchach?
What do you mean worse than tchach?
We find that tchach puzzle, that the shear is a greater shear to puzzle the sukkah than air itself.
So what?
Than air itself. So maybe over here also, that just because the wall is a wall that's puzzle, it should, the shear...
It's not nothing with the shear, it has to do with... Can you extend something up if there's something in the way? That's a shayla. Nothing to do with the shear. It has to do with, you have a 10 tefach in mechitza, normally would extend up. Here there's something impeding it. There's something solid in the way. There's something...
That it's worse, that something there that puzzle is not as bad as air itself.
Yeah, but again, that's only the gabi when you need a shear or whatever. Here we're talking about something solid impedes something, and air doesn't impede anything. If you're talking about extending a wall... Right, something solid is for sure worse than air, because you can extend something into the air. You can't extend something into something solid. It has nothing to do with a shear or not a shear. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kashem Shalamata Lamala Dayo Barigas Asara. Just like 10 Tvachim Mechitza extends upward, it extends downward too. Kach Milmal Lamata Dayo Barigas Asara. Even if it's high of the ground, it doesn't make a difference how high off the ground it is. According to Rabbi Yossi, the mechitza extends downward. You say good achis, and it's a kosher mechitza. Ksover mechitza tluya asora materis. Even a hanging mechitza, as long as it's 10 tefachim total, is kosher. It goes down. Okay. The Maika Miflagi, what's the machlokus between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama? Marsover mechitza tluya materis. One holds in a mechitza tluya, a hanging mechitza, even higher than 3 tefachim off the ground, is kosher. Umarsover mechitza tluya in a materis. And one holds that you need a mechitza that's within 3 tefachim of the ground, and a hanging mechitza doesn't help.